Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you? How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back. Hour number two here on this Friday morning, the 14th day of January 2022. We welcome you back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. We say good morning to you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We encourage you. We do encourage you. Join the program at any time. With any of your thoughts, write, text us. Use the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000, 21000, and then a 5-digit number there. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Flavor in your ear. That's one of my one of the all-time greatest beats of all time. Let's get to Jim in Wyoming. He is on hold right now talking Lions special teams. Jim, my friend, good morning to you, partner. Happy Friday. How are you?
Oh, excellent. I'm just enjoying life. And things could be better. You know, and it's even warm enough for this time of year. So I'm liking that a lot.
Good.
I'm going to add, before I get into the Lions thing, I want to add one thing to the schools year-round. My wife's a retired teacher, and one of the things that she always fought against during the summer, when the kids come back in the fall, she had to spend 2 weeks reviewing everything that they had learned the year before. And year-round school would stop that. She could go in and introduce things that are new now instead of going back and reviewing the old. And with this COVID thing, we got to do something to help our kids.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think the one thing, as I was watching a high school dance team the other night was performing, and I saw their performance, so I immediately got on the horn with one of the parents there. And I was like, hey, you think that your dancing would be interested in coming to a game and performing at halftime? And they were like, yeah, of course, absolutely. I was like, all right, give me the contact number for the coach. I'm going to send it to my boss to see if we can set something up. Because, I mean, their dance team's phenomenal. Like, I was watching it, and I was thinking about it because COVID took so many extracurricular activities away from kids, right? Not just the classroom stuff, which obviously, you know, they need to spend time learning. Like, education is the key to success, right? It just is. Like, when you're trying to make it, it takes three generations to get out of poverty. Three generations, right? To get out of poverty. Like that's what they say at least. And when you think about it, what's the root cause to that? It's education, right? It's learning, it's managing your finances, being able to jump from that the poverty class, which is so focused on day to day, where is my next meal coming from? What am I doing today? To the middle class, where you start to plan and prepare for your future. To the wealthy class, where they think about how do they maintain and continue to build upon for their family's legacy and to continue getting their own family a head start. So you really think about education and the key there, but also what extracurricular activities meant to kids, whether it was sports, dance teams, music clubs, whatever your child is into, that is some sort of group or club sort of atmosphere that has their interest, that they're involved in. It is so important for young people, and for them to be robbed of all that stuff, it's bad. It's bad across the board.
You know, back a few years ago, I read a book, and I can't remember the name. It was actually a sports book, and they devoted a chapter to how our country became great. And one of the ways our country became great, because after World War II, while Europe and Asia were rebuilding, we were spending money and educating our kids, and specifically on the college level. That's why to this day, we still are the greatest people for educating people. People from all over the world send their kids to us to educate, particularly in college. And I just would like to keep that edge.
Yeah, no doubt about it, my friend. No doubt about it. Well, Jim, I appreciate the phone call. I'm sorry, I deleted the what was on our sheet here so Dan and I can talk to each other while we're not actually talking. But you had a question on Lions special teams?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, all through the years, I thought the Lions outplayed every team they had in a specialty game, you know, particularly after they got, you know, Patterson on board.
He was such a huge addition to this team. You have to have consistency in the kicking game. And Riley Patterson entered the 18th and final week of the season making like 92% of his field goals, and the one that he missed was a 50-plus yarder, right? And so when you think about, you know, moving on and trying to find, you know, some sort of like legitimate option there in the kicking game to be able to add Riley Patterson, what he brought to the table, especially after moving on from a guy like Matt Prater, who was almost guaranteed every kick, like that was a big step. And for, you know, I think if you're the Lions organization, you look at Riley Patterson, finished the year 93% on field goals. His long was 49. He was 100% on extra points in his rookie season at 22 years old. I think you lock him up in Jack Fox, obviously. Yeah, no brainer. I want Jack Fox for as long as he could kick the ball and play football. I want him. That guy, he's got a leg, man. He is awesome, and you're right. I mean, special teams have to be special. We take for granted the kicking game. We take for granted, you know, punting the football and what that means in order to flip the field for field position. Downfield tackling by your special teams units, it's huge, and it's all very important. It all adds up. So, and the Lions got creative with the guys that they had there. So I think, you know, Patterson made a big impact. I think you re-signed Jack Fox for a lifetime contract, and you roll from there. Jim in Wyoming, my friend, as always, pleasure to hear from you. Thanks for calling in this morning. Have a great weekend, partner, all right? I assume he's gone. Freddie is on hold now. Let's get to Freddie the Pizza Man calling in, talking the Pistons and the NFL this weekend. Freddie, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, AB. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How are you?
I called you every day this week. You know why?
Why is that? Because you love me?
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely. Oh, okay. You may not think so, but I do.
No,
you're
I know.
You're my man.
Do.
There's no... You make my day every day, buddy. Every day.
Either thank you.
Some of the craziest stuff that you say, some of the good stuff that you say.
But that's right. I got to keep you on your toes.
Hey, yeah. Me too. I'll keep you on your toes. Anyways, education is not the key to life. Preparation is the key to life. And that's either through education, doing whatever you do in life, you have to be prepared. If you're not prepared, that's when things go haywire. So, Jim. Love you, buddy. If I with a kid, with a dad that has three kids, year-round school sounds damn good. I'll tell you that right now.
You want year-round school. Ryan's kids want more homework. Like, this is good. I feel like we're really making progress in the important stuff, right? We got to get these kids away from the tablets. You got to get them away from the TV. You got to get back in school. Hit the books, kid, right? Hit the books. We're having a love fest here. A little Tom Jones for you.
We know, I don't have the answers to everything, but I think maybe – longer years, 4-day weeks, you know, because I just think it's too long to take them out of a routine, you know, like Jim was saying at the beginning. Mm-hmm. By the time they get back, you know, so maybe 4-day weeks and maybe, you know, an extra month or two throughout the year. But anyways, if I don't have time, I just want to say really, because I want to talk about the Pistons, but real quickly, I love, love, love the Raiders and the Cardinals this weekend. I love the Raiders and the Cardinals, and I really like the 49ers. And Patriots this weekend. I like all of you to win, no doubt about it. I love those four teams. And so, but real quickly on the Pistons, you know, Troy Weaver's been here what 2 years? This is his second year, or is this his third year? I was thinking about that there. I don't even know. It's got to be his second year, because Killian is in his second year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So. I mean, what do you think he's doing? Do you think he's not trading for a veteran, whether it's a point guard or a shooting guard, because he wants to keep the salary cap really low until he's ready to really take off with this team? Because I don't get what they're doing, man. Are they just waiting to try to get that top three pick again?
Yeah, I don't think that there isn't a veteran that I think can help them and put them over the top. And even if you were to start 0-0 on the season record, I don't think there's anybody that can come in and immediately change this franchise, unless you're talking about big name guy like a LeBron or something. So I think he's keeping everything close to the vest. I think he's holding on, you know, until he believes that this team is ready to compete.
I know you're up against, but Brevin Knight, the guy they drafted, he's playing in the G League right now. Why couldn't he come in and play over Killian?
Bring up Derek Walton Jr., right? I mean, that's what I'm looking for. That's Freddie the Pizza Man. We'll be right back here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Robinson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on the Pro Football Playoffs. How you doing? This is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 money line wager on any game. If either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy the playoffs like never before, and earn M Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. And use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. If a touchdown is scored in a Pro Football Playoff game, you're going to be a winner. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddie's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddieThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddieThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Greatest news has just come across the news desk. It is no longer DTE Energy Music Theater. Pine Knob has returned.
Are you going to hit us with the breaking news bulletin?
We are. Oh, you already missed it, Anthony. Sorry, you weren't hearing anything.
Oh, you already played it?
Yeah. We already played it.
So the breaking news is that it's no longer DTE Energy Music Theater. It is Pine Knob Theater once again.
Wow.
United Wholesale Mortgage is the...
doing the right thing.
Presenting sponsor and renaming it Pine Knob, but is it, you know, if you're anyone, that's anyone, you just called it Pine Knob anyway. So, it's back, baby.
Interesting. I wonder what United Wholesale Mortgage is going to... Or they're just going to probably have signage and stuff everywhere.
Yeah, like they showed the logo. It just has their logo underneath the new Pine Knob, you know?
How much money does Ishbia have right now?
All of it. He has all of the money.
Is it a mortgage arms race between Ishbia and...
Well, see, he doesn't have all of the money right now, but all there's like probably about 5-6 million people that are going to be giving him money for the next 30 years every day. So he's doing all right.
Man, it's just... yeah, I wonder what the... I mean, everybody knows about Rocket Mortgage and Dan Gilbert, but is Matt Ishbia trying to, is this an arms race here? Is he trying to state his claim for Michigan mortgage supremacy here? Is this a battle royale of interest rates?
Listen, they both can do it. They provide great things in the state, United Wholesale Mortgage. They present the Michigan State basketball team. They gave you Pine Knob. They're doing lots of great things. I believe they also have the, logo on the Wings helmet.
They do.
Rocket Mortgage. They give us the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
They do.
So it's great. And they provide tons of jobs in the state of Michigan. What more could – we couldn't ask for more, but I think we're expecting more from both of them.
And the interesting part about this, I had a conversation with a young lady who goes to the University of Michigan about this. And it was right around the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and we were discussing the revitalization of the Motor City. And we got into a lot of deep topics that would take us a long time here, and you have to go through the history and of the city of Detroit, and then you have to go through, look at 375, and there's a GM plant where my family's house was at one point. So there is there's a lot that has changed over the course of the years of the Motor City. But my whole purpose of the conversation was, look at how many people that are now employed downtown because somebody went in and said, I want to fix this. I want to change this, right? And it takes a lot of effort and a lot of money in order to be able to do that. When I first started working in downtown Detroit, though Little Caesars wasn't there, the condominiums on Woodward, they were not there, right? That wasn't even a project. When I first began my travels, driving, to the Motor City and working there. And it was interesting over the years to see the developments take place. It's like, do you want abandoned buildings? Do you want, homes that have been subject to arson? Do you want blight? Do you want all these things? Or are you going to have to give some tax breaks to, incentivize companies to come back and do some business? And it's like, well, you're only giving tax breaks to these people. It's like, no, these are the people that are going to change things because the city's been sitting idle for how many years with nothing going on, being destroyed from the inside. So you have to, it's interesting. It is all very, very interesting. But the financial commitment from a few has really changed the game in the Motor City. And it's been awesome. It should be Eddie Money's by now, Matt Ishbia to buy the Lions and the Tigers. Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it? All right, as we do just about every day at this time, because it's kind of a little wrinkle. We're going to hear from Barry Sanders here in a moment. He joined one of the national programs recently, Pat McAfee, to talk a little bit about the Detroit Lions season. But speaking of the Lions, now's a great time to tell you about a little Lions trivia or factoid. Today is a Lions trivia question. Gentlemen.
Let's go.
What former Lions star is the only man to play with one NFL team for 21 seasons? 21 seasons with the same National Football League team.
Jason Hansen.
The only man to ever do so. Who?
Jason Hansen.
Wow, that was good. That was really...
We're 2 for 2 couple days here.
Yeah. If we were keeping score at home, do we need to have write-on wipe-off boards where you guys, write down your answer and then you flip the board to the screen?
We should use our tablets and nobody can see it on the camera.
We should.
That's an inside joke.
I'd love to be a part of one someday.
Yeah, I know. I'm anti-tablet. I believe in actual school books. My high school moved to all tablets, and it's like, they even teach handwriting.
Oh,
anymore?
Gosh, that would be horrible learning on a tablet.
Terrible.
That would be bad.
You need the books. You need to be able to, use highlighter in the book. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a book cover. You got to have a folder with Barry Sanders on it. You got
to
have your
How
NFL
else are you supposed to get games during the school day if all you have to carry around is a tablet and not 7 textbooks?
Right. I mean,
where are you going to hide your Chinese football if you can't slide it inside your book cover? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you got to have NFL branded pencils. These are the rules to the game.
The hockey stick pencil was the best.
That's a good pencil. I was always a fan of all the different teams, right? And it was always, which one are you going to sharpen? Which team are you going to sacrifice first?
Always the Cardinals or the Bengals.
Yes.
Get
rid of that one first, and you got to save the Lions one you might not even use. Then you open up the pencil case and smell. I can smell a pencil case right now.
Like for me, it's save the Eagles, Donovan McNabb. But yeah, the Lions and Eagles. The rest, you're free to use. Cowboys, you just get broken.
I tell you one that might surprise you that wasn't getting used, and it was the Raiders. All right, Barry Sanders. He was on the Pat McAfee Show. Here's what he had to say about the Lions this past year, what he saw, the Lions legend, and what he saw from the Honolulu Blue and Silver.
Well, yeah, I think, it was a tough year, obviously, Pat. But I think you look at the last month and a half of the season, You know, we won three games. We were in a lot of other games. You know, we beat a division rival who's going to the playoffs the last game of the season. And you know this, Pat, from being in the league. Sometimes there's a very slim margin between top teams, middle teams, and bottom teams. We know that, you know, and I know Coach Campbell understood we had our work cut out for us coming into this season. We are, you know, somewhat rebuilding, but we saw a lot of fight. We saw guys out there playing their hearts out to the very end. That's what you like to see. And so now we're just trying to figure out, okay, who's going to be with us, you know, going forward, and who's not a part of that picture, you know. But I think there's certainly some things we can take from the year, and some positive things we can take. You know, beating the Cardinals at home was another big one as well. You know, so yeah, I mean, but we understand, you know, hey, look, you look around our division, you look at the Packers, you realize they're the class of the division. You know, they're one of the best teams in the league, and even not just the Packers, but you're always going to have a fight in this division with the Vikings and the Bears, and so, you know, we really have to do our homework this offseason and get ready for next year.
Barry, very talkative Barry Sanders there on the Pat McAfee Show. With AJ Hawk, and I think it's a he's right. I think, like, Barry Sanders is saying the same thing I feel like we're all saying. Are we all on the same page? It kind of feels that way. Like, I don't see hear too many things where, and I know that, you know, okay, so that's I can't really go out and say that that we're all on the same page, because there are some that are going to continue to use the Lions franchise organization and management as a punching bag. I just refuse to do so. But it is a very interesting. It does kind of feel like a lot of people who watch the Detroit Lions this year are kind of on the same page with the direction that things are going. And I feel like the staff has been open enough about it that we all kind of have a clear sense of the direction and where we want this to be. We're going to step aside when we return. Ty Shelter at 538. He's going to join us. We're going game for game across Super Wild Card Weekend next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.